Less than a year ago, the corner of 38th Street and Sheridan Avenue in Indianapolis offered a mostly empty parking lot and a bus stop. There aren't any grocery stores or banks within walking distance, and the streets are crumbling. A major reinvestment project was launched in May to help revitalize the community. WFYI's Sydney Dauphiné has more.
The Goodwill Commercial Services Facility is a large brick building spread out over an acre of asphalt. The products manufactured here for Cook Medical include things like drainage catheters and needles. And it's also a place where community members can take yoga classes, attend community meetings, and learn skills for the workforce.
We focus on the mind, body. We do the whole thing, mind, body, and spirit.
That's Director of Plant Operations, Juanita Easterling.
Yeah, I am proud to say I'm probably one of the only buildings and facilities right now in Indiana that has a waiting list to work.
She grew up in the neighborhood and says all of the employees are from the community. That's one way project leaders hope the site will revitalize the area without pushing longtime residents out. As of July, the site had 20 employees. The goal is to get to at least 100 by the end of the year. The jobs start at $15 an hour, most are full-time, and they include benefits. And those employees also have access to wraparound services, such as mental health treatment, housing support, and life coaching.
I can just go and say, hey, I have an employee that's facing homelessness. We need some housing support. Boom, we got the resource right here.
Cook Medical hired more than 40 business and social service partners, many nonprofit, to provide community support. Easterling said those partners help residents break the cycle of poverty.
We allow the community to use the facility as they wish, you know, because we're here again. We're here to be a partner. We're here not to build on a community. We're here to be a partner with the community.
Longtime Northeast Indianapolis resident Dora Figueroa was one of the facility's first employees. Before working here, she worked in restaurants for nearly 25 years. She started doing basic assembly when the plant opened in May. Then after just a few months, her boss asked her to be a supervisor. She said no other employer had ever offered her a promotion.
You're going to be the employee all the time, just the employee. But when I coming over here, I start be a very down employee, and later they made me grow up. That's what I can tell. I'm learning every day.
She's also taking advantage of the company's tuition aid. Employees can work towards high school and college degrees on the clock, so they don't have to sacrifice wages. The whole business model is popular throughout the neighborhood. Ashley Gervitz is the CEO of the United Northeast Community Development Corporation.
It's been nothing but good. But do you want to know the secret sauce of the why?
The vision was done. And then say, oh, here are the developers. This is our plan.
She says she's been facilitating conversations with community members and stakeholders since the early planning stages for the manufacturing facility. She helped Cook and Goodwill get community input and prioritize community needs.
The moment we found out about it, the very first, you know, group of stakeholders we involved were our residents. I'm like, hey, we have this potential opportunity. Let me know your feedback.
This business model, which prioritizes building the community, is seen as a national example. Sometimes it's referred to as corporate social responsibility. Tom Guevara is the director of Indiana University's Public Policy Institute.
So normally, the private sector comes in and its part is to build a place where people can be employed and gain wages.
Traditionally, corporations invest in communities by donating money to local organizations, but that's about it. This is different.
If we can invest in a community and invest in potential employees, the community becomes loyal to us also and helps us prosper in a way that perhaps we wouldn't be able to do if we just simply came in, disregarded their concerns, and just built this factory here and said, here are the jobs, come and get them.
Guevara believes other businesses can use this same social responsibility model. He and his team have been tracking the progress of the collaboration and plan to release their findings in the next few weeks. For WFYI News, I'm Sydney Dauphiné.